Texte numéro 67. In Spain's La Rioja, old vines could future-proof wine against climate change. When Spanish genetics researcher Pablo Carbonell spots a green rectangle among the endless grey rows on his computer screen, it could be good news for winemakers struggling with the impact of a warmer climate. Rising temperatures mean grapes have been maturing faster than before, leading to higher alcohol contents and weaker colours and aromas that can jeopardise wine's character. That means vineyards, which have for centuries transplanted cuttings to ensure robust and flavourful fruit, are now looking for grape types that are more resistant to climate change. The publicly funded Vine and Wine Research Institute is studying the genomes of the most commonly used grape varieties in the Spanish Rioja region, where wine has been made since the Middle Ages. The lab's ultimate goal is to ensure winemakers plant specific vines proven to be more adaptable to climate change conditions, said Carbonell. Much is at stake for Spain, the world's third largest wine producer after Italy and France, and the leader in exports and vineyard surface area. Its industry is valued at over 5 billion euros. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warned recently of the risk that Europe will suffer losses in crop production due to compound heat, dry conditions, and extreme weather. Its report will be among the issues for discussion at the COP27 Climate Summit taking place from November 6 to 18 in Egypt. This summer was Spain's hottest since records began in 1961, with temperatures 2.2 degrees Celsius above average. The Wine and Vine Research Institute is the only laboratory in Spain, and one of a few worldwide, conducting full molecular analysis of vines. Their samples come from a nearby vineyard used as a scientific bank, where cuttings of old vines up to 100 years old have been planted since the 1980s. The technique of resequencing genomes allows for the identification of specific mutations responsible for diseases in human populations, he said. The same technology is applied for grapevines, but we are looking for traits that can make the vines be better adapted to environmental conditions. Scorching temperatures could eventually cause winemaking to cease in parts of Spain, the director of the Wine Research Institute warned. With an annual budget of 6 million euros and around 100 workers, the Institute started this year using its vineyard to produce wine experimentally, concluding so far that climate-resilient vines still yield good wine with Rioja's features. Our biggest concern is what will happen in 20 or 30 years. We will probably need to change varietals, but we don't really know how things will come out. We hope to not have too many years like this one because it has been very problematic. Adapted from Reuters.com, November 2022.